Okay, ready? Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. Oh, wow. I know I haven't been here all day, so good afternoon. Okay. Get up and stretch. National Coalition has been around for about 31 years, and we are a membership organization of about 80 organizations and have 12 state affiliates across the country. We focus in on civic engagement, voter registration. We do grassroots organizing. So we're not Brennan, who does a wonderful job, and I use their stuff. Have some of it in my packet. What they do is not what we do, but what we do is we live with the implementation in real time on the ground, and how the whatever happens with technology around voter participation activity, how does it really impact? And I know I struggle with kind of how I could be as beneficial to this conversation as possible, and I believe the best way is to talk about what I know and not just go study it and come back and be Brennan. So the two things that I want to kind of focus in on my remarks have to do with the fact that after the 2000 election, our organization worked with several organizations to address what happened after the Florida debacle, what we call, you know, from where I sit, the Florida debacle, my home state. I'm a native Floridian, and started to try to figure out how civic engagement organizations and civil rights organizations can try to address this situation. So we're very involved from that standpoint with working on the issue around HAVA, the Help America Vote Act, which helped to create this entity, EAC. And I think if we focus on what EAC is, Election Assistance Administration, and if we focus it on assistance, then for us, it's the clarity of two entities have to be assisted. Those of you all who implement as it relates to election administrators, and then it's the voters. Those are the two constituencies that I want to simplify for my remarks. So for us, we're on that side of working to make sure that the voters process is as smooth as possible, that voters aren't turned away, that civil rights aren't voting and voting rights aren't violated, and those things. So in 2001 through 2003, we very much participating in something called election protection that Lo and many of us know about, and trying to figure out ways to help voters. Our organization spent more time, because we're not lawyers, we spent more time in trying to prepare voters on how they can know their rights and be able to understand that. So we've done a lot of that over the last seven years. The other part had to do with, okay, how do we, as HAVA was implemented and there were things we didn't agree with in it, but you know, we went and supported as much as we could with the good side of what we feel was about HAVA. And we participated in two national, what I call civic sector hotlines, to assist voters in whatever gets implemented from a policy standpoint. And for your purposes, it's the technical aspects. What happens on the other side of that implementation of policy? And I want to talk about policy implementation, and I hope it helps in your deliberations from that vantage point. So in 2004, we participated in something called the 186 Our Vote Hotline. And Our Vote was with working with Lawyers Committee, People for the American Way Foundation, and others. We received about 150,000 calls. So it's a year after HAVA, am I correct on that, right? Years of meshing. Jim, I've been in this too long time. I don't know what decade is it, let alone what election. That was about a year after HAVA, if I'm correct. So in HAVA, what that implementation, the policy, created a major problem for voters. And what we found out that most people who had problems, it was around registration problems and more about administration problems. But the biggest problem voters had was knowing where to go vote. Election assistance. And so that's a human factor that's involved that doesn't start on election day. It starts on what happens in helping to prepare voters to participate in the process. In 2006, we participated, along with several other organizations, including Common Cause and others, with something called My Vote One, which was another hotline. And this hotline tried to address the big problem that we learned in 2004, that voters needed to know about poll location. It's a technical aspect that is not under the control of the EAC, but it's trying to look at the implementation of the technology that really gets to what really happens after we set up these policies, and what happens for the voter, and of course for others, more importantly, what happens for the administrators. Does it make it better? Does it make it worse? How do we try to continue to find ways to improve the system? So in 2006, part of a lot of the states have done is they had to come into compliance around the technology, around machines, and what kind of voting equipment that you use. So in 2006, what was the biggest thing that voted problems? One of the things that spiked was voters have problems with the machines. So I just kind of look at things from a practical standpoint, and the practicality of the policy and what happens and how are we going about, and how can, from a recommendation standpoint, how can EAC work even more close, and I know you all work close with administrators, but also with organizations and the civic sector, who helps to try to alleviate what Jim talked about, and that is that voters become more and more skeptical when we do some of these things, and they say, well, really, in the day my vote's not gonna count, I'm getting here, it's more problems, I have to have, you know, if it's more voter ID, whatever these policies are, whether they're technical, around equipment, around how we set up these statewide databases, utilizing, you know, computerized, you know, statewide matching, and all of these things that go on, at the end of the day, where we have been successful is what happens for the voter that day, or days, more with early voting and other things, and absentee ballots. So for so from where I sit, going into, I was speaking to someone earlier about going into 08, 08's going to be the real test on how successful have we really been. And the reason I say that is that you're comparing apples to apples. And what are the apples? The apples is that in 2004, there was a high concentration of registration. In 2008, there's going to be a high concentration of registration, even with all of some of the policies that some of the states that you all had to sue, you know, for various reasons, who found reasons for not wanting folks to get registered. So 08 is going to test the equipment, and it's going to test these statewide databases. And so my recommendation to the EAC has to do with, I can't see with glasses. Everybody had that problem? This lighting is horrible in here. Can't see. I'm getting younger. But it's really about trying to promote preparing voters as a part of the strategy of how you can be even stronger as the Election Assistance Administration. Because if voters are prepared more and being able to have the information, so that that helps with the confidence level. That's the practical side of what we go through. When things are put upon voters, this equipment, one of the things we've done, exit polling for the last three election cycles, and the thing with the machines, voters still don't know if their vote's getting counted. So the notion of, well, I went in there, I work in Washington, I'm a Virginian, I live in the state of Virginia. I don't do this all the time. I go in there and they give me the little piece of thing. I don't know if my vote really counts. And I've been in this thing for not quite as old as Jim, I've been here about close to as long as he has, from various aspects, from a local level to a national level. And so that reality is what I want to say. So if EAC can help election administrators, and from the state level down to a local level, to continue to work with civic sector organizations as a practical solution, and how those of you all who are the techies of the world, who are part of developing things, constantly remember the voter and the confidence level that Jim talks about, that we still, as many people who vote, can be high turnout, But if you compare who doesn't go, it's really not a high turnout in this country. We're still supposed to be the number one quote-unquote democracy, but our participation rates are abysmal. So it's something that we're not getting in being dutiful about that process. So I think the last thing that that I wanted to kind of close in on is that in the implementation technical part, I think that where we are, I know we're not here to talk about this necessarily, but it's important that as we continue to improve upon the technology and work on policy, that we find a way to address voter confidence. And part of that is making sure voters know that their vote is counted, and we find a way to verify, continue to work on verification issues. And I'll stop there and wait for questions. Thank you so very much.